Here we are, Stephen, again on Tuesday night, their second show. So, and I'm glad we're here. So it's good to co-host this show with you tonight on Tuesdays. And I know you and I are both entrepreneurs. And do you like being an entrepreneur? I do. But do you?
I don't really like it. I think it's more of a love. You know?
Oh,
I mean,
I love that.
I love it. I mean,
okay,
I think
you,
it's great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Being your own boss, right? So you can't bitch about your own boss being an entrepreneur. You just can't, right? Unless you want to bitch about yourself, and that's probably not cool. So I've done that before. But love being an entrepreneur. That's a good way of putting it. I do what I love and love what I do. And I know that you do the same thing, right? So we talked last week, and we talked about books and things that you can use, and where do you want to start? Because we just talked a few minutes ago, but I want to do something that you're comfortable with and I'm comfortable with. So why don't you take us? Where do you want to go?
Well,
start being a spiritual entrepreneur.
I was thinking maybe we can start with talking about some of the meditation stuff, because to be honest, I think meditation is a huge part of being an entrepreneur and being successful, being able to know yourself inside as well as outside, of course, but being able to know yourself on the inside and how you operate and how you run, I think meditation is key for that. So I don't think there's a better place to start than that.
I agree with you on that. So being an entrepreneur, and you know, I don't know if I told you this, but who is it? Steve Jobs, Donald Trump. I'm not pro anybody, but, you know, they were on, I think, I want to say David Letterman at some point in time, and had said that meditation, they owed meditation a key, or meditation was a key to their success. And I was like, wow, okay, cool. And, you know, look at Donald Trump, he's president. Steve Jobs was, you know, Apple. So, and they attribute that to meditation. So I know that I meditate every day, daily, and you do as well. Or do you do it daily? And share some experiences with you and your entrepreneur, being an entrepreneur in meditation. Is that okay? And I'll share some of mine.
No, absolutely. So, I was going to say a lot of the people that I work with and people that I coach, I also encourage to meditate, because, I mean, I know a ton of people who will never, ever skip their meditation in the morning. And if they do, they feel super awkward. They don't feel right throughout the day, you know. And usually a lot of people that I work with and me myself, I like to have it as part of a routine, whether – you know, for me, the best time is in the morning, you know. But for other people, it might be a little bit different, but I make it part of my morning routine. And a lot of the people that I work with that are successful do the same thing. And what it does is it puts you in the right mindset to start your day, you know. And being able to meditate on something that will put you in that space, and for different people, I'm sure it'll be different. I think that's what's going to make your day a good day or a bad day for me. Sometimes when I'm not in the right space, the day just seems to be going horrible. Like, that's my mindset, though, you know? And I'm like, wait a second, hold on. I just need to take a second, step back. I'm going to, you know, do what I got to do to make this right and change my mindset. And part of that is meditation, you know? So, yeah, for me, I mean, I started meditating – I'd say about 8 years ago now, no longer than
right.
That. Almost shoot. It's almost been 10 years ago, I think, is when I started meditation. And, that was honestly something that changed me 100%. Like, for where I'm at right now and where I'm going and what I see for the path in front of me, I would have never expected.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, it all changed when I started meditating. And I didn't realize it at the time. Like, what actually happened was I started reading, I was reading some books, and I noticed that some of the books that I was reading. Actually, it seemed to be, and I always pay attention to this anytime it happens throughout my day or throughout my life. I pay attention to things that continually stand out to me, you know. If something's standing out to you, to your consciousness, over and over, it's because it's meant to, and you're supposed to grab it by the horns and ride it, you know, and see where it takes you. So with meditation, it kept popping up in these books that I was reading. And I mean, I was reading, oh man, those are my college days, if you know what I mean. I was reading a ton of books. And for me, that key thing was like standing out. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to order a book that gives me the basis of meditation. And honestly, I think that was the book. I don't know. I mean, I can go over it right now, but that was the book that I was talking about last week that changed my life. And it happened to be the first one, and it happened to be one of the best ones that I've read on meditation. And it might have even messed me up for other stuff that I've read on meditation, because it hasn't, for me, it hasn't rang true within myself as well, you know. So for me that book was like just amazing. But yeah, after I read that, then it actually led me to reading some other stuff that kind of ended up explaining like basically other worlds that are living around us that we're not aware of, but they affect us, you know? So, for me, I think it all started with meditation. And I guess that's probably why I wanted to start this conversation when you asked me with meditation, because my whole travel and my path started with meditation. So to me, it makes sense, you know, starting with meditation. I mean, that's what launched me into where I'm at right now, you know? So I wouldn't give that for anything.
Right. So you're a great coach, entrepreneur, and you have multiple streams of income going on. And a key practice for you is meditation. Okay, good. And that's for me as well. So, and you know what I love about meditation is that, you know, as I just said, you and I talked about, there's professional athletes that meditate, there are sports people, you know, business people. But I have actually gotten information, okay, about when I meditate. And the other day, I was in meditation. I like doing things early in the morning, like exercising and meditating and prayer. Because when I pray, I'm asking. And when I meditate, I'm listening. Isn't that a neat concept? So this for me. Anyway.
Yeah.
My grandpa says, you got two ears. They're more important than your mouth. Your mouth, you're talking, and your ears, you're listening, right? So, I love my grandpa. It's great.
Yep.
But so I had a situation pop up, and I said, okay, what do I need to do? And I was on the other side meditating, and when you start doing meditation regularly, you get better at it. It's a journey. And so I'm on other side. You know that, right? And I saw someone on the other, on the other side, that he said, do this and this will happen. I go, yeah, right. And so I come back into we call that the 5D because it's different dimensions, which you were just talking about, Stephen. And so I came back and I was like, that's not gonna work. Well, I'll be darned. I did it the next day and it worked. Okay, so I made a great decision where I was able to make more money. And money's not everything, but you know what? People judge your success by, you know, are you successful? How much money do you make? You know what I mean? So that kind of stuff. So some people do. Yeah. So,
And that's not, that's definitely not everything, but it is, I mean, it is something people look at.
A key. Yeah. And it's a key for you, right? the more cash you got, the better decisions you can make. So, that's what I think too as well. So you read, what do you think about the Kabbalah? Because I know that's been a part of your journey too. Like,
one thing I was going to say real quick about what you were saying was that you, like, when you meditate, and I know with your story that you just told, it made me think of something that happens a lot. Like, the more I meditate, and sometimes, I mean, I used to do it for a lot longer periods of time, Nowadays, I don't have that kind of time,
you know,
where I can take 2-3 hours at a time and meditate. And I mean, it does seem like it goes by fast. It doesn't seem like you're just sitting there for 2-3 hours or anything. But what I noticed was the more I'd meditate, especially on a specific thing, and I know you know everything about law of attraction, but actually it seemed like everything that I was meditating on and that was coming to me in meditation was actually, it was helping my law of attraction and what I want to come into my sphere. Whether I grabbed it or not and took advantage of it, that's, you know, that's up to you. That's your personal will, you know? Yeah, meditation is key, but, I mean, I could talk about the Kabbalah too, but I wanted to throw that in there because I started thinking about it when you were telling your story, and I was like, oh man, you know, that's something that actually helps when you have a business and you have nowhere to turn, and you're thinking everything's looking down or whatever. Meditate, you know, get into a space where you can use your energy to pull like energy into you, and not the like energy of you having a bad mindset at the time, you know. Get in a good space and then use the energy of what your will, you know, use your will to bring things into your life that you want, you know. And meditation, I think, is absolutely key with law of attraction, you know. And actually, when, like I was saying earlier, when I read that book that got me into meditation, one of the next few books that I started reading was on Kabbalah, and it actually tied in perfect. The Kabbalah explains different planes that are around us that we live in, that we don't see, but it doesn't mean that they're not there, you know. There's different spiritual, it's basically what the Kabbalah is it's a tree of life, and it's actually a Jewish mysticism. And basically we're on the lowest sphere on the tree of life, and everything above us dictates what happens in our life. So when you're, you know, meditating or you're lucid dreaming and you know what you're doing with lucid dreaming and meditation, it actually explains how it works to where law of attraction, basically bringing things into your life that you want or that you need or that would help you, it actually ties in perfect with that, because the higher planes, you know, there's other spiritual beings, or it depends on the culture, or however you believe, angels, or, you know, there's, you know, different spiritual beings that are there to either help you or whatever, you know. But basically, with the Kabbalah, the higher up you go, ultimately you'll reach like a light state, which is like light beings, you know, or light energy. But it's different energies, and you being able to interact with them. And, it would have to be like a whole podcast basically on the Kabbalah.
Yeah, right.
But what was cool was that me leading into reading those books tied in perfectly with my meditations, and it helped me to progress in my meditations and in, basically my self-improvement and being able to know myself better and understanding why things were happening in my meditations, and what I could do to bring about those things too, like will it into my sphere of my own little universe, you know? So,
I like that.
Have you read, I think we were talking, and you haven't read too much on the Kabbalah though, huh?
I took a little bit of a class on it, okay, but it was just one, but it's intriguing, okay, it was one class, and I know a little bit about it, and the reason why I took it, as I said, we call it Jewish mysticism, but I always like spirituality. I like, I'm sorry, my dog's here squeezing her toy and making a noise, so I apologize about that right now. Anyway, but what I really appreciate about it is that, I love mystical, things, and instead of living in a box, in a cardboard box, without opening my mind, when I read different books, I can open my mind, right? You know what I mean? And figure out what works. But I'm going to share this about meditation. And about a week or so ago, Stephen and I were doing a podcast. We were on Angel Coaches doing a podcast. And I got a strong message in meditation. And then it kept coming to me while I was driving. Actually, I was going driving to Target for something. That we needed to talk about being a spiritual entrepreneur. And so I didn't have time to call him. And we did the podcast. It was on something totally different. And then he called me and I called him and I told him, he goes, you know, Tree, remember that? I just had that feeling too, that we needed to talk about being a spiritual entrepreneur. And we literally had it the same day. Well, we didn't talk about it until 24 hours later. So, you know, whatever you remember that, right? So, belief system. Go ahead. I want to hear what you said.
And that's like something that, when something's standing out to you and it's being made known to your conscious self, it's something that you need to, like, whether it's taking advantage of it or understanding what it is, you have to pay attention to your conscious when something's standing out to it, you know? So, and that was one of them. And it tripped me out because when you said that, I was like, no way. I was like, that's insane. I was honestly, like, I was thinking about it. I think I thought about it a couple times that day, and then I didn't really think too much of it. I think I was going to talk to you about it the next weekend because I had that other podcast to do with you, and I was going to tell you, hey, you know what? I kind of want to transition a little bit into talking about spirituality because I think it's such a key component within in anybody's business, you know? And it's one of the key things to allow yourself to let success into your life, you know? So,
I 100%
you saying
agree
that was
on
awesome.
That one. Yeah. So here we are. You know, so when Stephen talks to you, just whoever's listening now or later, when you talk about a higher power, so, you know, it's the God or the goddess of your understanding. It doesn't really matter. Maybe you see it as light. It does not matter. But maybe you see it as a part of yourself, which I believe too. So the best version of yourself is who you become when you meditate, and the higher planes give you great energy, right? You know, that you can achieve anything. And that's what I do know. But what gets in the way is the doubt. So I always put this as a disclaimer on meditation. I said yesterday, you're going to love this. So they told me something to do or gave me some information. My angels, you know, God, we all are just light beings, whatever you want to call them. So anyway, I said, you know, I'm going to give you some doubt on this one, so just so you know. That's my disclaimer. But help me out of that doubt, you know. So I'm laying there, you know, getting ready to get up, and I heard this voice, or call it an angel, say, it says, don't doubt yourself today. I go, thank you. you know, but there's some big decisions to make yesterday and today. So, you know, but you become the best you can be. And meditation is key. I know Grant Cardone, meditation doesn't mean that you close your eyes and or whatever. Meditation can also be an active meditation, like running, doing yoga. Yoga is a meditation. When I run, because I love running, that's a meditation. And I, you know, too, as well. So what's your thoughts on active meditation? I know you work out. I'm not sure. You're not a runner yet. One day you may be, but not today.
Yeah. I've kind of always been active. I think it, for me personally, my meditation, I'm kind of the closed-eyed relaxation, breathing technique type of meditation person. But I think that, activities and getting in a space mentally where you can clear your mind and transition into a better state of mind, I think is it's a great way to meditate, you know? And, I'm not a runner, but, I mean, I used to do the best I did at running was sprinting, so I can sprint. I'm a
there
sprinter, not a marathon
not a
runner,
runner,
you know.
Runner.
But
I got it.
But,
you know,
working
I'll
out
tell you,
or, you know.
That's a form of meditation too. So it's active, and I like you. I close my eyes and do that, but I also run. So the other day I was running a 5K on the 4th of July, right? And because I happy birthday to my country, our country. And so I was running a 5K, and I was running, and I literally got a message. I was like, oh, my gosh, that's the reason why this is happening, you know. And so because you're you go in that zone, you know, the runner zone or yoga zone or the working out zone. Or you lay on, you know, but you can change your consciousness. You can change your being. And, guys, this is something, too, when you get frustrated and you're being an entrepreneur or, you know, your family's bothering you while you're doing your business, remember this. Just say you have some negative thoughts. Just say cancel, cancel, cancel. That is so important because – it will raise your vibration. You may want to talk about that. What is vibration? But it will raise it so that you can come from a better place. You want to talk about raising your vibration, which is law of attraction, right? So.
Yeah. Raising your vibration, I mean, definitely, and that's part of what I do in my meditations is I push out all thoughts. And if you do that long enough, sometimes you're going to have a floodgate that just opens and other times, that's some of your best thoughts that will try and come in. And sometimes, raising your vibration is about your thoughts because thoughts are basically in the higher multiverses. Basically they have an energy to them and you bringing bad thoughts or bad anything into your mind has an effect on the higher planes, which ultimately has an effect on this plane with yourself, you know, or who you believe yourself to be. And raising your vibration, it will allow things of the same vibration to come to you. Like if you're thinking about bad things all the time, bad things are going to come to you. You know, you're thinking about good things all the time, you know, you might not even notice it, but good things are going to start happening, you know? And I guess that's the biggest thing that I think with thought and what you say, what you do also, can change your vibrations. And that's like the biggest indicator or proof of what law of attraction and, vibrations actually are and can do for you is, you know, your thoughts, your actions, what you say, you know,
right.
But if you clear out your thoughts, the bad thoughts are going to stop coming to you, you know, as much too, if you constantly push them out, you know, don't let them take any hold on you. And, did I miss anything? I mean, I think I talked more about thoughts, but for me, that's one of the biggest things with raising your vibration, you know? For me, is the thoughts. And that's one of the hardest things that I struggle with, especially when I'm driving. And I know you might have that same problem.
We know about my driving. I'm the only good driver on 95, though. She's literally, so I'm screaming at the people. I look like a lunatic. I'm getting better, though. All good. Anyway, you're right, the thoughts. So this is important. I think, that, you know, you're talking about your vibration. Mm-hmm. So when you move, that raises your vibration. So you get out and you take a walk or whatever. But you're always, the law of attraction is working. And I always say this, it's either, if one is the least, is not the best thoughts you could have or the best way, because you got to, you know, to raise your vibration. So one is the worst and 10 is the best. You want to keep them at least over 5, okay? And, you know, so 5 being pretty good, right, or average. So you want to keep it actually higher than that. Because this is important. So you're saying, why am I not making money? I want to make money. I want to make money. Why is these customers not coming? They're not coming. And then you say, okay, God, give me the customers or angels or Buddha, whoever you believe in. Give me the customers. But you're saying, why don't I have them? So the universe, you know, your higher power doesn't respond to, you know, what you say. It responds to how you feel about what you say. Okay. That's something that's important. Okay, so if you're saying this doesn't work, I want customers, God, bring me customers, the angels bring me customers, bring me this, and I'm not doing anything, I have no money to pay my bills, or I have a little bit of money, or, you know, I'm using money because people relate to that very well. But your thoughts are that you don't have it, then the universe, that's what you're attracting to you, right? Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
You know, so if you don't...
That's something that I... that I left out was the feelings. So I'm glad you said something about, cause yeah, your feelings. And that's actually what will influence your thoughts too a lot. So yeah, if you can get your feelings in a better place, I mean, yeah, that's awesome. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so it's so true, though. I mean, how many times you'd be like, oh, my gosh, I'm so, you know, tired. I'm so done with this. And you know, you mm-hmm. do that. You just change your feelings. And because you're always manifesting. You're always attracting. How you attract can be at a 1 or a 10. So, I would rather be there. And so you're building your business, you know, and it's easier to build your business, be the spiritual entrepreneur, when you do the meditation, I feel. And also, if things aren't working out, you've got to say, okay, I want to answer in meditation. But sometimes if you're looking to create, a $10,000 a month income, for instance, and your efforts are, you know, doing a 1,000, that's a hard one because people don't realize that. They go, I want $10,000. I want $50,000 a month, right? But they're only doing maybe 1% of that. But Grant Cardone, he does meditation in the sense that he does it going to church and doing all that's his thing. So we all have our thing, right? And but he says your effort doesn't match your effort doesn't match your goals. Okay, so if you want the extraordinary income, whatever that means to you, then you got to match your effort with what you're looking to create, right? So you know, and that's key there. But and meditation will help you get there. You know what I mean? So and help you keep your thoughts right. So you know, but you agree with that, don't you? I mean, Grant Cardone, I love him.
Yeah.
He's amazing. You know,
yeah,
so.
I've actually been listening to some of his real estate stuff that he's got going on, and some of that's pretty, pretty amazing. And yeah, it's been perking my interest. But I don't really have my hands into that yet, but I want to.
Yeah,
so.
I know. Anyway, have you seen, you're talking about the Friday night Grant Cardone on TV, Grant Cardone. What is it, Get in the Zone with Cardone? I love that. And, he is a character, but he also believes in giving back, which I think is also important. We need to talk about that at a different time. Maybe he said, it is our duty and obligation to be successful. And meditation is one key. Medication sometimes you feel like taking because you're like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired, you know what I mean, or got a headache. But, you know, just keep on keeping on. I think writing your things down that you want to achieve, right, before your meditation, so you write it down, your intentions, you know, like I write mine down at least 3 times a day or 3 times in the morning before I do meditation. So here's my mantra that I say. I am grateful to be a sexy, spiritual, savvy, diva billionaire. Who is a great one or two.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I love that mantra.
I like it.
Okay, so I write it three times. I say it during the day, right, probably 100 times. And that gets me back in the zone there, you know. But I've got that a lot of different from different entrepreneurs, Grant Cardone, Tony Robbins, all of them. So what's your intention? I mean, that's my intention every day. So do you have an intention that you are a mantra or something that a goal that you write down or it's probably, I'm going to make gobs of money.
Have you ever read the book? What is it? Think and Grow Rich. Have you read that book?
Love that book. Yes. I love it. My dad recommended that.
But
great book.
When you first start. It is. It's definitely a must read. For sure. But like when you write your intentions and you need to actually make a real amount, like a hard number, you know, make a hard number and visualize that number and how you're going to get to your goal, you know, and that's your goal, but how you're going to get to it, you know, and mine is, I can't remember I want to make $100 million and I want to do it by helping others and by building the businesses that I have going right now, which actually tie in with helping others. because I do coach and mentor other people, and I have a team of people that I help every day, really. But I also want to help people that have gone through some of the same things that I've gone through in my life. And actually right before we got on the phone, before this show, I was talking to a guy. I'll tell you about it later, but he's actually been in a similar situation. And so I've been talking to him today. I just found out, actually. I've been talking to him for a couple of weeks, but I found out about his situation today. So I let him know, you know, like, hey, I'm here to help. Like, whatever you need encouragement. You need to know how to get through what you're going through. Like, don't worry about it. Reach out to me. Like, I've been there, you know. And to me, that's successful in itself, is being able to be in a place to even help somebody that's gone through any hard thing that you've gone through in your life, you know. And that's one of my goals. And you know what, since I've been actually getting more serious about starting to help people that have been through that period that I was in my life, it's insane, because I do run advertisements online, and that's part of my business, right, is advertising. And
sure,
through the advertisements, I've actually, I think in the last week, I've had like 3 or 4 people reach out that have had similar situations, when before that, I think I had one like the last couple of years, you know. So
wow.
that's law of attraction right there. So and I think that being able to write it down, you're writing it into existence, you know, you're helping it to come to fruition and make it happen. So I think it's super important to actually like write it, you know, and not,
no,
just,
I agree with
not
you
just
on
say
that.
It or anything. You should write it. Yeah. Say it and then visualize it as well. And yeah, meditate on it. You know, it's key. But I was going to ask you, because I know we're getting towards the entry of the show.
Yes.
I was going to ask you, what books have you read that you think changed your life or you feel had made the biggest impact? And maybe we can talk about
some
books next week.
Yeah, okay,
oh,
Think You
Grow
Rich was really one. Grow Rich was one of them. Grant Cardone, The 10X Rule.
Yeah.
So this is one that really made a difference for me. Planning the life you were meant to before you were born, it's about soul agreements. And that was a huge one for me, well.
Like,
it was life-changing for me.
Did it have
it's
to do with, like, spiritual
but
families? And, yeah.
Yeah, it did. And so that helped me understand me better and certain things that I came here, the weaknesses and the strengths I had. And, you know, and so it helped me, because it's hard to look at yourself in the mirror. You know what I mean? And if you know why you're here and what you need to do, then you build a business with it, right? So you're finding your niche, you know, I'm finding mine, you know, and it's great, you know. So we should talk about that next week. So next week we're going to talk about books, right? Making an impact. Yeah, we're going to do that. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So Stephen and I will set something up for you guys, so you can hit us up with comments on Facebook. I'll put it together. Maybe what I'll do is I'll put one, being a spiritual entrepreneur. What do you think? That'd be fun, huh? Not Facebook, but Instagram. Yeah. So anyway, all right, everybody. We will talk to you later and have a great now. Stephen, you got anything you want to say to people?
No, just wanted to say hope to see you all or hear. I hope you guys can go on the next show and hear us next week and the following week, because we'll be constantly every Tuesday be on here. And if you guys have any questions or anything, if you know how to contact Tari, you can contact her or contact me at StephenJudd_CEO on Instagram. So, yeah, thanks, Tari, and I appreciate this show.
The time.
I think it's awesome.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time. Me and Stephen, we got some good stuff going here. So anyway, you guys have a great now, like I said. And you got Stephen, and Angel Coaches is my Instagram, but I'm going to set one up specifically for the show. So take care, everybody. Bye now.